This is The View from Pluto on 89.7 WKSU. I'm Andrew Meyer. The Cavs have given Kobe Altman a contract extension. Kobe Altman, well, he may not necessarily be a household name, but he's shown longevity in the front office of an organization that few others have. Our commentator, Terry Pluto, joins us now. Terry, good to see you.
Good to see you. So, and you are a fellow Middlebury grad, just like Kobe Altman.
Who knew? Kobe Altman from a small liberal arts college in Vermont 20 years ago, me a little bit longer, to the big time in Cleveland, the GM of the Cavs. He just got a contract extension. It's pretty good considering the team has run through GMs during the Dan Gilbert era almost as fast as it goes through coaches.
Yes, and all of them were never given a contract extension, whether you want to talk about Danny Ferry or Chris Grant or Dave Griffin. David Griffin won a title in 2016. Dan Gilbert, who likes to promote from within with his companies for Quicken Loans and these and other venues that he has, would do the same thing with the Cavaliers. Like when he hired Danny Ferry, that was his first general manager. Danny Ferry's assistant was Chris Grant. When Ferry's contract was up, he promoted Chris Grant. Chris Grant's assistant was David Griffin. We got tired of Chris Grant. He just promoted David Griffin. Griffin's assistant was Kobe Altman. And so there you go.
So Altman's been the team now for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. He basically started as an intern.
He came in and he was like an analytics and those kind of things and really just kind of worked his way up. The remarkable thing is in 2017, when David Griffin left, they tried to hire Chauncey Billups, Piston star. They put Kobe in charge of like interim GM. And I thought, well, he's got a short lifespan. Billups takes about a month deciding, and then finally says he doesn't want it. They hand it over to Kobe. And then at that point, Kyrie Irving, their star, walks into Dan Gilbert's office and says, I want to be traded. So then Gilbert says to Kobe Altman, we got to make the best deal we can, which led to Kyrie Irving going to the Celtics.
Getting Isaiah Thomas in return.
Right, all kinds of stuff like that. Meanwhile, LeBron's on his last year. They keep asking LeBron, do you want to stay? LeBron is not talking about it. This would be hard for a guy like, for example, Danny Ferry, who's been a GM a couple of times at different teams to handle, much less Kobe. And he made some good trades and bad trades, but the fact he just kind of got through it impressed Dan Gilbert. But if you think about it, where did Kobe Altman play again, and where did he go?
Middlebury College.
Right.
Division III.
Right.
I know. I went there. Not a basketball powerhouse, even among Division III.
And when he was promoted to GM, I mean, even most Cavs fans were like, who is this? Kobe what? Kobe Bryant? You know, I mean, it was like that. They couldn't get the name spelled right or anything. And then on top of it, you know, again, you're taking over a spot where Kobe Altman's been around the block, so he saw – came in with Chris Grant, so he saw Chris Grant get fired. He saw Dave Griffin get fired. He saw Chauncey Billups turn it down. There's only 30 of these jobs, general manager of a team. There's 30 NBA teams and 30 GM jobs. Four or five at the most come open every year. So it's like if you get a chance to get one, even if it's not ideal, you take it.
Let me ask you this. These aren't the best of times for the Cavs. No. Life After LeBron, the sequel, you hear the word rebuilding a lot. Do you think it's premature to reward Kobe Altman with a contract extension?
No, and here's why. Because if you don't give it to him, then you bring in a new GM who probably will want to trade some of the players or whatever that you have. You're already having to make some moves. I am encouraged by the fact that Gilbert did this because I've known Kobe now for a few years. I've watched him grow on the job and learn. And, you know, Kobe was able to convince Kevin Love to take a contract extension to stay. He brought in Larry Nance Jr. from Bath Revere High School and convinced him to sign an extension, which has always been hard to convince players to sign extensions to stay in Cleveland. So that's been a good thing there.
No longer Kobe who, it's Kobe Altman, GM of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Right. And the only man to get a contract extension in that job from Dan Gilbert. So congratulations, Kobe. You Middlebury people should be proud. And I think as the Cavs fans watch this, in fact, I've been getting emails from fans going, yeah, they were losing, but they're not as bad as I thought they were going to be.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Andrew.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.